Hello, hello, everybody. It is I, your host, Dylan. And tonight we have as a guest, or this morning, depends when you're watching it. It's nighttime here. Evening. Tonight, as a guest, we have my wife, Lauren, which I'm very excited to have you hear her story tonight. So I'm just going to turn the time over to her, and she'll tell her story. And when she's done, I'll ask her a couple questions that may come to mind. And if you have any questions yourself, feel free to write them down in the comments, message me, and I'll ask her for you. So take it away, babe.
So you want me to introduce myself first?
Introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about who you are, and then get right into it.
Okay, so I'm Lauren Lloyd. I'm 25 years old. I'm an English teacher. I've been teaching for 4 years. I have lived in Utah my whole life, so I love all that Utah stuff, like skiing and climbing and the outdoors. What else? Aside from English, I'm super into like astronomy and stuff, so I love like Star Trek. Just watched that entire series this year, as you know. And yeah, I'm your wife. I'm a mother-to-be. Maybe by the time this is posted, I don't know, maybe baby will be here.
Maybe.
Depends on you post it. So my story, why you invited me on here. You want that? No?
Yep.
Okay.
Go right in.
So.
And before you get started, I just want to say that whatever, you don't have to disclose anything you don't want to. It's all your story. So you tell us what you want us to hear.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So one of the bigger things I've struggled with in my life has been body image issues. And I call it that rather than like, I mean, it was disordered eating. It wasn't like I never went in somewhere and was never diagnosed as like anorexic. But as you hear my story, which you already know bits of it, but as I share it, like, I was basically anorexic. And so I think how it started was, I think it was like just through school, like through maybe even as far back as like elementary and then into junior high, and high school is when it really became, you know, the restrictive eating was really the issue. Like I always wanted to be liked and, you know, like accepted and noticed, and I wanted attention. And I think I just always felt like I was like overlooked, which I might be sounding like I'm getting emotional now. I'm gonna blame baby hormones, but it's just that's kind of like what the root of it was. And at one point, I got it in my head that, like, if I was skinnier or if different parts of my body, like, looked differently than they did or than they do, that I would be validated almost. And so, what really happened was then, like, in high school, I just started restrictive eating. And I think the worst thing for me was I found this app that you could track your calories. And it really just became this addiction to, I don't know if addiction, but it was like an obsession with controlling that. And just like, maybe a majority of teenagers, just I struggled with emotional issues. And sometimes, like with emotional issues, I feel like things that are outside of you are so outside of your control. And so I think I kind of got attached to the restrictive eating because it was like something I could genuinely control, and I definitely saw results. And so on the app, it was like, you would need to eat this many calories a day in order to lose like these many pounds a week. And so I started doing that and I saw results. And so then I just became obsessed with that. And I was like weighing myself every day. And I even went beyond, so like the number of calories it says to eat a day in order to lose weight was like 1200 calories. And so then I was like, well, if I can, cause you know, I was tracking my calories so religiously that I was like, well, if I can do 1200, I can do less than that in a day and see even bigger results. And so that's what I did. And I kind of was sneaky about it. Cause like I knew that it would worry my mom especially. And so I was sneaky about it. Like I'd make sure that I was eating in front of family, but you know, still not enough that I was pushing myself over my like calorie limit. Mm-hmm. And honestly, there are some days that I'm pretty sure all I ate was like a piece of toast and maybe an orange. In fact, I mean, I laugh about it now, and I'm sure I laughed about it then, but it really was quite sad. Like I went to donate blood while I was going through all of this, and all I had eaten that day was like a piece of toast and an orange, and I passed out. And you know, and anyone thinking like about health, that's obviously wasn't healthy, but I thought what I was doing, I was in control of it and I was fine. But I wasn't fine because my body was just, it was literally starving. And even though like certain parts of my body that I had wanted to be smaller and skinnier were smaller and skinnier, like it still wasn't ever good enough. And so at one point I'm doing all the restrictive eating, and like I got to the weight that I knew was like the low weight or like the lowest option for like a healthy BMI for me. Mm-hmm. And I still was like, I can go further than that. So like I'm 5'3" and a little bit, and I was under 100 pounds at one point, which, you know, my average, which we don't even own a scale, which I will say later as one of, you know, kind of the strategies that I've used to help me with that or with my body image issues. I lost track of where I was, but yeah, I got under 100 pounds and my body was starving. I think I lost some hair even, but also when your body is starving and like needs, like is just at its end. Like it actually grows more hair in certain places because it's trying to keep warm because you don't have enough body fat to keep warm. So like I did notice that. I didn't have my cycle. I didn't have my period for like, I can't remember how many months now, but like I lost that because my body was so unhealthy that, not that I was looking to have a kid then, but it wouldn't have been able to support another growing life.
Mm-hmm.
So I lost my period. I remember I even had had my chemistry teacher. He even noticed, and I actually really appreciate it. Like thinking back now, like that was really good of him to notice and at least to express concern. Cause I remember my chemistry teacher in high school, he asked me if I was doing okay. And I knew exactly why he was asking. But anyway, that's the point I was at. My cheek, like if you look at pictures of me then, like my cheeks were more sunken. One time my mom did confront me because she could see what was happening to me. And she didn't like, which was good. She didn't force me to eat or anything, but she just was like, you need food. And she had noticed that like my cheeks were sunken and that, like, I guess when you don't have enough fat, even like your irises become more translucent or something. I can't remember. She's a nurse, so she knew what she was talking about, but like my whole body was just responding and starving. And so all throughout that, then I also had like bouts of binge eating, which like anyone who's ever struggled with any sort of eating disorder, I'm sure like can understand that, or maybe not. I don't know. This is just my experience, but like I would be so, so restrictive. And then there would be occasionally days where like I'd have one thing that was against my rules of what I could eat.
Yeah.
And then I would just binge eat that night. And it was just like, you couldn't stop it. And then that compounded to make you upset at yourself. And I never was like bulimic, like throwing up after a binge in order to get rid of all of those calories. But like I did try once or twice, but then like, you know, couldn't. And so, have I ever told you that?
No.
Oh.
That's why I just reacted.
Yeah. So eventually I just got to the point that I was tired of it. And I don't even know like month or year timelines with all of this. Like,
it just kind of happened for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you say, sorry, I just...
Oh, no, you're okay.
Would you say it lasted more than a year?
The anorexic, like extremely skinny, no. But like overall, like the entire body image issue, yes. Because I'm like still working through that. And after the point that I got over... I was just tired of starving myself. Then my body kind of like yo-yoed the other direction a little bit, and to someone looking at me, like they wouldn't be able to tell that, but like I gained more weight, and I think my body had just been so hungry that once I started eating again, it just was like holding on to everything because it'd been starving for so long and it didn't know if it was going to go through another bout of that, you know? And so at the time that was kind of hard for me, but I'm glad that happened, because after that it's almost like I was down here and then up here, and then in the year since, I've been able to just kind of like allow my body to be what it is, which brings us to where we are now, where it's like I know what things I need to do to take care of my body, to feel good in my body. And I know what to avoid to not have like a poor body image. So like we don't have a scale in the house, because we did have one for a little bit. And I did tell you then, like I think we need to get rid of this, because I was weighing myself in the morning and then in the evening, and like just keeping way too close or paying way too much attention to it. And I never ever count calories anymore. That will never be something I can do, because I've become obsessed with it and I want to suddenly start seeing results. So it's been a long time, and I would say like I do still struggle with my body image issues, like not daily, thank goodness, but I would say at least like weekly it's something that I have to kind of remind myself to not be critical of my own body. And I think I'm like the healthiest I've ever been. And I think it's because I just kind of listen to my body. I do try and eat nutritiously, but I don't beat up myself now if I decide to make some apple crisp or have some Tillamook ice cream.
Which you love.
I love. And I think also kind of not then attaching emotions to it kind of helps my body handle it better, almost. And like I do exercise, but I don't try and do these like intense workouts that just I don't enjoy. Like I've found ones that I actually enjoy, and there are sometimes moments where I'm doing a pose and I'll look at a part of my body and be critical of it, and it probably happened within the last week, and I just have to kind of like redirect those thoughts. And I would say like it is helpful being in a relationship where, well, hold on, where like I'm loved and praised, but I think it's more important to like be able to find that for myself and not rely on an outside source for that, because anything can happen, and I've got to have that internally and not rely on like an external relationship to provide that for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and now here we are, and I'm 8 months pregnant and we're having a baby next month, and it probably sounds like like selfish or superficial to say, but like knowing my body was going to change drastically was one of the things that scared me about getting pregnant. But you know, and I am nervous about postpartum, but I really feel like I've come such a long way from like where I was in high school when I was starving myself to where I am now, that like I have the tools that I'm gonna be okay, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is an ongoing thing, and probably maybe always will be, but that's okay. And I do have to say, maybe I think pregnancy maybe has helped me be in awe of my body more so than I've ever been. And so that's been a huge blessing as well. But that's my story.
Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
So are you okay if I ask you some questions then?
Yeah, go ahead.
So you talked about the high school teacher who asked if you were okay. Would you say that was the moment that was like a wake-up call to you and you kind of like, you kind of noticed? Or is there a moment in your life where you kind of were like, this has got to stop, I've got to change, and then you started working at it?
Are you done?
Oh, do you have an answer?
Well, the fact that I remember it so well that he asked me, I think it had to have been a little bit of a wake-up call.
Okay.
At the time, I think, and even still, I think the biggest wake-up call was that my body was not having its cycle. And the fact that my body was saying, you are so unhealthy that we can hardly support your own life. Like, there's no way we could support another life. I think that was a little bit of a wake-up call. Just, mm-hmm. I think I had lost it for like at least 6 months. And that was kind of scaring me.
Yeah.
Not that it's not a lot of girls' dreams to not have to deal with that time of the month, but it scared me that my body was saying, like, you have gone way far and beyond.
Yeah.
It was like my body was trying to tell me something, and I finally heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any other questions?
So, once this whole process began of you doing this, you know, starving yourself, and did part of you throughout the process, throughout the whole time, were you kind of like, I shouldn't be doing this? So it was a constant thought that you're
just
like...
That's why I was sneaking it.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I was being sneaky about it, because I knew if my mom knew that I was eating less than, probably at one point, less than a few hundred calories a day, she would be like, what are you doing to yourself? Like,
yeah.
Like she would... Because I actually remember being told one time, because she's a nurse, and so somehow it had been brought up that, like, that's what 1,200 calories is what they put obese people in the hospital on in order to get them, their body, like, down in weight.
Okay, yeah.
And, like, so 1,200, that's extreme for someone whose body is, like, so unhealthy. Little 5'3", already petite, small person does not need to be on a 1,200 calorie limit a day or less. So yeah, I knew I shouldn't have been doing it, but it was something I could control, and I was getting results, and even though I still wasn't happy with my body, I was at least was like, well, it's smaller than it had been. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you
can check the story.
Yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. So would you say then, and you might have said it when you talked about it, the app that you got, was that the most
damaging?
Damaging or destructive thing with it, because you were able to then, you were tracking it, and you were able to see what was going on, so you would say that was your most, the most destructive thing in the whole process.
Yeah, well, and I would like I would make sure I was getting the right brand of something in there because, you know, brands have different calories of their yogurts or.
Yeah. So like, it was like a whole, you knew that if you were going to have this yogurt, you need to have this kind because it had this many. And if you were going to have a sandwich, you need to have this loaf and this brand.
Yep.
Wow.
Even different types of apples have different calories in them.
So you...
Oh, I...
Would you research this kind of stuff then? So you knew? Or was
it... research it on the app. Like the app would tell you...
Oh, the app itself would tell
you. Yeah, like it would tell you a food and then how many calories were in it.
So that really would be kind of a bad trigger for someone who's...
Oh, yeah.
...in your situation.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, well, I didn't even know that was a thing that you could get an app that did that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. There are so many of them. I don't know anything about apps. I have a flip phone.
Oh, well, and you could track, like, your exercise as well.
Oh,
and it
okay.
tells you how many calories you've burned. And, yeah, it's just a whole world.
So it just opened all sorts of doors in that process through what you were going through.
Yeah.
Because it allowed you to do so much more than... And keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Which it's like crazy that those apps are even still a thing. Because like something can have a certain number of calories, but like terrible nutrients. Yeah. And you know, what really matters is what like vitamins you're getting in a day and what like fat and protein and carbs you're getting in a day. Like calories, not that I'm an expert, but like I genuinely feel like calories don't really even matter because I don't pay any attention to my calories anymore. And I feel like I've maintained a healthy weight. I mean, obviously in the last 9 months I've gained a considerable amount of weight, but
good weight though.
Yeah, it's a baby.
Yeah.
But like I've had the least fluctuation in my weight since I stopped doing any sort of diet or counting any sort of calories.
Okay.
Like I've enjoyed just, I enjoy eating more. I enjoy exercising more because it's all to like take care of my body rather than to like try and get a certain result from my body or to like exercise as a punishment, like
yeah,
where at one time it has been, you know.
Mm-hmm. So once you cut out the counting, that's when things got better, essentially, or that was a huge chunk of what led you to, because you weren't seeing it as much, so you cut that out and it allowed you to
and then
start seeing
and then
different
not weighing
results.
Myself.
And not weighing yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
So throughout the whole process, I know that you said your mom talked to you about it once and your teacher did, but did you ever confide in anyone about this or was it just your own little thing?
I think it was mainly just my own little thing. I mean, my best friend Anna, I think it was like this year that I told her about it. And we've known each other since junior high.
Shout out to Anna.
We love
you. We miss you.
And she's like, I had no idea. So, yeah, I wasn't telling people.
So, in closing then, just kind of my last question.
I didn't want people to think I had a problem. Like...
Oh,
I didn't want to.
I get it.
Which, I mean, that's the point of this podcast. Is
well,
to not
I get it.
The one piece of advice I'd give to someone struggling with body image issues would say to start nurturing your body. By nurturing, just like treat it the same, like, think of yourself as, like, your little 4-year-old self, and, like, think of how you would take care of them and want them to feel loved and all of that. Like, take the time to make a routine that makes you feel good in your body, whether that's, maybe that's why I got so into sleep. Like, I love sleeping, like, and I think it's partially because it's, like, a way that I can nurture my body, and I can have this whole routine where, like, I get ready, I have cute pajamas, I, you know, I can set the lighting, and I have a silk pillowcase, like, find ways to start nurturing your body in little ways, because it's so hard to just be, like, just tell your body, like, that you love it or whatever, like, because if you're struggling with that, and if you have a particular body part that you have always struggled with, it's like, that's hard, and that's a constant thing. But if you can start finding ways to, like, nurture your body and maybe make a routine of, like, once a week you paint your nails a new color that makes you happy, and, like, just start finding ways to start nurturing your body.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that will just slowly kind of tell your body you appreciate it, which I think even just the emotion itself can help. And so there's my shortish answer.
Well, thank you.
Nurture your body.
Take time for you. Nurture your body.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be involved in how you're exercising. Like, in fact, don't let it be exercise. Don't let it be in the way you feed it.
Yeah.
Let it be in some other way, and let that kind of, like, affect everything else in the long term. Does that make
sense? Yeah.
Does that work?
Makes sense to me.
Okay.
Hopefully makes sense to you. Well, thank you so much for coming on today, sweetheart.
You're welcome.
I love you.
Thanks
and appreciate it. To everyone else, thanks for watching today. This is the No Shame Show, or No Shame Podcast, whatever you want to call it. And please make sure that you like, share, and subscribe down at the bottom. I think the light should be turned on, but my wife doesn't. So the lights are off to have natural lighting in
here. Well, when the light is on, your eyes are like black.
Oh. But I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who has so far subscribed and liked and watched the videos. I've appreciated the outpouring of love, but I want to give a special shout out to all my family and friends living in England. You all especially have shown me nothing but love and support since I posted my first video talking about pornography, and it has meant the world to me. I miss all of you out there, and hopefully someday I'll be able to come back and see you all. But I am representing that beautiful country. So thank you, and thank you to everyone. Have a good night, day, afternoon, whatever. Oh, and make sure you like, share, and subscribe. I would appreciate it. Thank you.